Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, most business people will say they are in business, but let's talk about that. There are different types of business people. There are people who have ownership. They show up every single day. They may even run the company, but they don't really have a business. And they don't have a business because they have to do everything. They have to have their hands in everything. They have to sell. They have to prospect. They have to tell everybody what to do. They have to micromanage. What they haven't built is they haven't built a structure. They haven't built a business. They feel that no one can do it better than they can. And because they feel that no one can do it better than they can, they've limited themselves as to exactly what they can and can't do, and they've limited their profitability because they haven't surrounded themselves with the right people who can help them understand how to reach the marketplace and how to build a business. So, two different kinds of business people. We've got business people who have ownership. They show up every single day and they do a job. And that's what they did. They bought a job. And then we have the kind of person who is a business person who started their business with nothing and decided that they wanted to grow the business, and they understood that the smartest person in the room was not them. They were the smartest person in the room only because they understood they needed to hire people who understood sales or marketing or manufacturing or distribution or whatever it happens to be. They realized they didn't have to know everything. What they needed to know is how to hire the right people. So when the person who just has ownership and has a job shows up in the morning, the first thing they say is, oh, I've got such problems. You wouldn't believe it. I've been putting fires out all day. I can't believe it. I'm overwhelmed. I have too much to do. I'm working 24 hours a day. The person who is a business person and has a business says, I have spent a great deal of time working 24 hours a day, surrounding myself with the right people to build a business. I have got a sales department and a prospecting department with a sales manager who does a great job. I've got a backroom operations person, a chief financial officer, or an accountant, or however you want to word it, who just takes care of everything for me, sees that my taxes are paid, sees my billing is done. I've got someone on the shipping department who just does it well. I don't have to walk in there and absolutely supervise everything they do. Every single department in my company, I've grown people to run the business. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to look over them. That doesn't mean there isn't problems. That doesn't mean that you don't have to train or change people. But the business person actually runs a business and works at developing this strategy that will help them put together a team of people who will help the company survive, help the company grow, help the company prosper, make a profit, and do really well. The person who just has ownership but a job will always just scratch out a living. Every single day will be dependent on them. They can't take a vacation. They can't take a day off. They can't go anywhere. They're always concerned about making the next payroll. The person who is the business person certainly had their struggles, certainly had to build the business, certainly had to worry about payroll. But now, after years of working, they can sit back. They can train their people. They can make sure that things are running well. They can look at their departments. They can make sure that they make whatever changes are necessary. They're getting an overall global view exactly what's going on. And they are prosperous. They are proud. and they enjoy coming to work every day, where the person who has ownership and just has a job will be doing the same thing for the next 20 years. So let's build a business surrounding yourself with great people who will do a great job and train them, understand them, learn from them, and you will be a great business person that people will admire. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.